It's all good.
Who knew that playing an ex-convict would take me all around the globe? It just goes to show. I thought it would be Queenie, Will. I thought it would be my character from, Karate Kid. But it's Cookie, who spent 17 years in jail for selling crack. Okay. So the world loves Real. Thank you.
...720 WGN. Amy Guth here on the Saturday Night Special. It's a clip from an Empire acceptance speech there. Very funny, very, very cute on that one. But a valid point that she raises nonetheless in that one. We're talking, as you might have guessed, all about awards shows tonight, and Hollywood in particular, because it's kind of their Super Bowl, right? When the Oscars and the Golden Globes and all the good stuff. And certainly we have been thinking about the Golden Globes a little bit more and in a little bit different way this week, because Meryl Streep, in her acceptance speech, she took on without taking on the incoming presidential administration, and she made her acceptance speech rather political, as we've seen other people do, from boycotts to calling out to a particular community, things like that. This is a thing that happens at a lot of awards ceremonies, a lot of awards times when we have, you know, when an actor has a platform to do so. But what does it do, right? What difference does that make? Does it actually move the needle? Good question, right? So joining us now is Peter W. Stevenson, who is a writer at Washington Post covering lots of things. Peter, you cover video and politics and all kinds of things. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So talk to me about this history of how actors have taken on political causes. The backlash, I think, sometimes is how can this actor speak for something political? This is, not the actor's job. But nonetheless, if you do have a very public platform, you do have an opportunity to reach a lot of ears. So it is something that's come up a lot.
Absolutely. And it's been the case going back way before awards shows even started. I mean, the first big case of this in the 20th century, at least, was in the 40s and 50s. There was a blacklist created where a lot of people in Hollywood were accused of being communists at the time. The Red Scare was in full force. And that was kind of the big first wave of political kind of people getting angry at celebrities for having the temerity to voice their political views in public. And that dynamic has kind of since then only expanded, especially as television and things like that have become more ubiquitous and these celebrities have more of a chance to get their voices in front of people.
Certainly. And it seems like there's kind of two categories of the acceptance speech that has a political slant to it. There is something that's in response to something cultural that everybody probably knows about. And then there's the type that will give a shout out to an organization or a cause in hopes that more people will know about it.
Right. Absolutely. And a great example of that is one that I think a lot of people now probably don't even remember when The Godfather came out and Marlon Brando won the Oscar for Best Actor for that. He actually declined the award and sent an Apache tribe member named Sachin Littlefeather in his place to go on the Oscars awards show, declare that he wasn't accepting it, and draw attention to the way that Hollywood had treated Native Americans over the years, especially in Western films. And who happened to be the host of the Oscars that year? John Wayne, a guy who appeared in a whole lot of Western films. And he actually came out later and read an apology on behalf of the organization, apologizing for what was then a very controversial statement about a subject that a lot of people probably didn't know a whole lot about.
Isn't that interesting? And I feel like that very topic had... it came up again. I want to say wasn't it an Adam Sandler movie or something like that? It was like a comedy film. Just in the last few years, I think that like a bunch of people walked off set and there was a whole resurgence.
He had hired a bunch of Native American actors, and they were shooting a scene in which there were some jokes made kind of at the expense of Native American culture, and a bunch of those actors walked off the set in protest, and it really kind of created a negative buzz about that entire film up until its release.
Right. It also seems like the I don't want to say the approach necessarily, but kind of the the touch that differentiates the actor's political speech from maybe a politician's, right, is really the way they'll kind of say the thing without saying it, right? So in Meryl Streep's case, she clearly was criticizing the incoming administration and some cultural issues surrounding it, but she didn't really go there. She didn't name it exactly or point to exact people. She was just kind of talking about the moment that we're in. Is that, you know, it seems like if you're going to do it, just go there, just do it, right? Is that sort of to protect something yourself politically?
Well, I think a part of what she was probably looking out for was the inevitable backlash that she got. I mean, it was pretty obvious that she was talking about Donald Trump for most of this, especially when she referenced the New York Times reporter who he had very clearly imitated on stage at one point during the election. And it was interesting because there's a calculation, especially when you go after President-elect Trump in particular, that he might come after you on Twitter, which did happen the next morning. And so I wonder if there was a calculation there about what his response might have been and some attempt to mitigate that, but we can't be sure, of course.
And so what is your opinion on the effect that these political speeches really have on the public?
It's interesting. One thing that's for sure about these speeches is that they create a conversation. The next day, a lot of people are talking about them. People are kind of split into two groups on these. People who think that it was great that Meryl Streep came out and made this speech and criticized the president-elect, or in a broader sense, among many of these speeches, you know, brought something to light that wasn't being talked about. But there are other people in this particular case who think that this kind of thing is exactly why Donald Trump won. The idea of Hollywood liberals going after the blue-collar worker who, you know, the guy who blue-collar workers chose to be their president would seem to indicate a disconnect between Hollywood and those people who voted for him. As far as actually measurable impact, it's hard to say. There's a little bit of polling on this. A CBS News poll in 2014 had people saying, you know, 61% of people said that Hollywood had too much influence on American politics. Only 26% of people said it had the right amount, and 9% of people said it had too little. A 2007 poll from Fox News asked who had better ideas for solving America's problems, politicians or Hollywood. And a majority of people, 52%, picked politicians, while less than 10% of people said the Hollywood celebrity. So that suggests that celebrities might have a voice in creating a conversation about an issue, but when it comes to actual policy prescriptions, it's possible that they're a little bit lacking.
Right. It is interesting, though, the way we've seen celebrities take on big issues, right? I'm thinking of the way Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy took on anti-vaccines and took a stance against that and really rallied a lot of people. So it is kind of an interesting and nuanced line, right? You do have celebrity.
Absolutely.
Therefore, you can rally a lot of people and reach a lot of people. But sometimes, you know, as a lot of people, you know, the backlash against them was, well, your actor's not scientists. Who are you talking about? You know, why are you saying this?
But to counter that, there are times where it has had a real direct measurable effect on a policy issue. Take a look at The Cove. That was a 2010 documentary that came out about dolphin hunting practices in Japan. When that came out, there was a huge, you know, that won an Academy Award, and the producers of that movie held up a sign during the Academy Awards urging viewers to text a phone number to get more information about it. And the next year, when that dolphin hunting exercise happened again, there were tons of cameras. There was a lot of PR. There were international, you know, discussions at the kind of actual political level about whether this kind of thing was real. And other documentaries in a similar vein kind of, in a sense, took down SeaWorld. You know, SeaWorld had to completely reevaluate its orca program because of Hollywood action. You know, that was more directly due to a CNN documentary, not an awards show per se. But those conversations that are started in Hollywood do sometimes have a very direct effect on policy and business and things like that.
Right. And then there's been a lot of, certainly a lot of actresses lately talking about women's roles in Hollywood and equal pay. You know, there was the Arquette that did it, and then immediately in the post-award interview kind of botched it and stepped in it a little bit by kind of kept going and saying, going off on a tangent a little bit, but I think that's an interesting piece too. But on some level, it just feels like you can, you know, lots of actresses can go to awards shows and talk about equal pay, but at the end of the day, there has to be some kind of you know, actual action. And I think maybe that's where there's not a lot of awareness from the public. It just seems like there's a lot of, you know, pontificating with very little action behind it.
Absolutely. And part of the conversation here is, should Hollywood celebrities be making these speeches? And it's interesting, there's kind of a culture around, especially people in society who are seen as having a voice and having wealth at the same time, that they have an obligation in some way to dive into the conversation. And some people think that the wealthy and the connected and the quote-unquote elite do really have an overt obligation to do this. And some people on the other side say that just because somebody is a film star, that doesn't necessarily give them a platform for things like this. And that divide, I think, is really visible in something like Meryl Streep's speech from last week, when you saw people who, you know, the negative reaction that came out to that, right, basically accused her of not having the right to have that platform. And it's interesting to see Hollywood celebrities navigate the debate over whether they should even have a voice in these arenas.
Right, definitely, definitely. And then there's always, sometimes there's that backlash. Like I think of Gwyneth Paltrow, right? She did the thing about trying to buy food on such a tiny budget and trying to raise awareness of how difficult it is to live on essentially like a food stamps program. But it backfired terribly on her because she really was a bit tone deaf about the way she did it, buying like organic bok choy and, you know, things like that.
And the folks who feel that, you know, there really is this gap between the elites who do not understand the average blue-collar American, seized right on that kind of thing as a typical example in their eyes of why Hollywood is out of touch with the rest of America.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it seems to be, it's an interesting time, right, for celebrities, because it used to be pre-social media, you know, the best you could hope for was if you wrote a fan letter, you might get a signed photo back, right? Or you might encounter them at a restaurant or something. But now there's an expectation that our celebrities are quite accessible to us through social media. And I think that's playing an interesting role too, as we saw this week with, immediately after Meryl Streep's speech, we saw President-elect Trump right away say overrated and right, immediately respond to that.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, there are two sides to that coin. You know, on the one hand, a Meryl Streep supporter might say, well, the president-elect shouldn't attack her, you know, she has the right to speak her mind. But at the same time, the president-elect responding to this speech brings it that much farther into the public discourse and the public conversation. And people who might not have even been watching the awards show all of a sudden are very aware of this public fight that's going on, that is all of a sudden two sides arguing with each other instead of one person just making a speech.
Right. And we've seen some really interesting social media campaigns that have mobilized people and in fact, changed the way the award ceremonies went. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk a little more about it, but I'm thinking in particular of the Oscars So White hashtag from
absolutely,
you know, that did have a real impact.
And one of the speeches that people remember most from the past 15 plus years of Oscar ceremonies, it was when Halle Berry won the award for Best Actress and was the first African-American woman to win the award, and dedicated the award to all of the people who she felt should have won it before her. That was a moment that I think really connected with a lot of people because of the emotion of it, because of the historical impact of it, and because it was so clearly something that was so meaningful to so many people.
Definitely. It's very, very interesting to kind of analyze the politics of the actors politicking, right, and all of that, and all the pieces around it, and how, you know, both failed and successful attempts, plus adding in the social media element now. It's really very, very interesting.
And of course, with the social media element of it, there is a little bit of a PR element of it, too, with the expectations that are set on actors, with their desire to. I'm not, of course, accusing any actor of using a cause to further their own career.
Sure.
But there is the perception of that from some, especially when, you know, people kind of seize on causes. I mean, just look at the election. You saw, you know, a lot of people in Hollywood made these kind of anti-Trump videos leading up to the election, and that casts Hollywood in this very kind of liberal light that some people dive right into, and others feel like they get a lot of backlash for and want to stay away from.
Yeah, that's very true. That's a very good point. It is really also very interesting. Well, everybody, head to WashingtonPost.com to follow Peter W. Stevenson. Of course, everybody, follow him on Twitter. Peter, he's same there, too, at Peter W. Stevenson, following all things political and video. Really, really wonderful work there. So, but look for this, the story in particular, the long history of pointed political speechifying at Hollywood award shows. Very, very interesting read. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly. All right, we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back here in just a bit on 720 WGN to continue this conversation about all this nuanced stuff around awards shows. Back in just a bit.